You're listening to Kat Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
For your top tip for feeling a little bit better today, and I want to talk with you about snoring. It came out of my mouth funny because it's something that comes out of my nose and my mouth probably too. I don't know which part of me actually does the snoring, but I do it. And maybe you do too, and maybe you live with someone who snores. I don't do it every night sometimes. What makes you snore? Is it a problem? What can you do about it? That's where Phil Chewin comes in. He's the sleep unit manager at the Wesley Hospital Sleep Disorders Centre. Say that five times quickly. And he's here today with your five-minute top tip for health and well-being. Phil, do you snore, sir? Are you a snorer? Fess up.
I refuse to answer that one.
Leave me out of the limb.
My wife actually... Interestingly, my wife says I don't snore, so I think I'm one of the few that get away with a pass mark on that one.
Okay, great. I mean, like, do most people snore sometimes? You know, there's a spectrum, I feel, of snoring. Talk me through it, Phil. How does it work?
Oh, look, there absolutely is. Look, snoring itself may be a sign of something a little bit more severe in terms of an obstructive type sleep disordered breathing. Now, think of it like a continuum. Imagine if you've got like a large volume, like a Coke bottle, and you turn it upside down, and you let everything come out of it, you end up with a bit of turbulence. Now, same thing happens as you breathe in. If you've got a restriction in your upper airway, that air is going to become turbulent as you inhale, and that turbulence, that violent air movement in your upper airway, actually causes a flapping of the soft palate. So it's actually your soft palate that causes the snoring.
Okay, I think my snoring is more of when my nose kind of gets clogged at night and I'm doing the like Darth Vader type, like dry mouth snoring. So that's probably not indicative of anything other than I need to drink more water and try and learn to breathe with my nose. Phil, if you feel like you might have a snoring problem or someone you know and love might, I see all sorts of things advertised that are supposed to address it. What could you do? What should you do?
Okay, first thing, you actually need to get measured to find out whether or not there is any measurable obstructive sleep disordered breathing. Most common of those disorders is called obstructive sleep apnea, and your listeners have probably heard all about that. And from there, once you actually have a measured amount of whether or not you have obstructive sleep apnea and how severe it is, then you can talk with your doctors about different types of therapies. And there's quite a wide-ranging amount of therapies. I guess if you're listening and wondering whether or not they have obstructive sleep apnea versus snoring and whether or not they should look to get it investigated, there are some other types of telltale signs you can look for. So if your listeners are quite tired all the time or become tired throughout the day, if anyone's ever told them that they stopped breathing during the night or they woke up with gasps or choking sensations, if they have high blood pressure, there's probably a range of others. Certainly being male is one. Overweight is another one. And having a large neck circumference is also something that might be a bit of a risk factor.
Oh, right. Okay. Not heard that one before, but good to know. Phil Chewin with you. 2:45, talking snoring as part of your top tip for feeling a bit better today. So given that you've got to do a little bit of research, and then I'm sure if you're doing that, you're being advised by a professional who'll help tailor make an approach to you. I guess I'm also interested in finding out just broadly tips about avoiding snoring. I mean, things like pillows, sleeping on your front, your back, your side. Does any of that have a material impact?
It can do, yes, absolutely. So what we're talking about is your upper airway. Think of it like a soft tube. And the more relaxed you are in that tube, the more likely it is going to be to close off. So alcohol, minimizing your alcohol or a muscle relaxant will certainly contribute to your snoring and contribute to any sort of obstructive sleep disordered breathing. Body position does make a difference as well. So you're more likely to obstruct if you're on your back than you are if you're on your side or your front. So you know when people have, they're drowning or whatever, and they pull them in and they give them the mouth-to-mouth and they cough and they splutter and all the water goes everywhere. Then they turn them onto their front into what they call the recovery position. Mm. It's in that position you have the nice open airway. You do the exact opposite of that, which is on your back, is where you're most likely to have an obstructive airway.
Okay. Phil, that's been fairly comprehensive. A final top tip for you, re-snoring today.
Oh, my final top tip? I would say a mild continuous snores is the very start of the process. If you're hearing a quiet pause for 10, 15, 20 seconds and then a couple of rip-roaring snores, that's probably the bad sign that there may be obstructive sleep disorder breathing going on.
Okay, get it checked out. Consult your GP medical professional, Phil Chewin. Thank you very much.
My pleasure as always.
That's been your top tip for feeling a bit better today, and you'll get another one tomorrow. Phil Chewin is the Sleep Unit Manager at the Wesley Hospital Sleep Disorder Centre. And you're on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.